It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome into Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on Maryville University this evening. Bearcats coming in 1-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Maryville 2-1 overall. I'm Matt Tritton, being joined by John Coffey for tonight's ball game. And John, Bearcats got a good win last week over Peru State, 84-69. Hit 19 three-pointers in that win, but a chance to gain some momentum. Hopefully have it carry over tonight against Maryville.
That would be very nice. They're going up against a much better team than what they played last week with Peru State. So it's going to be a tougher task tonight against a Maryville team that's got more size and obviously more players out there as well, with Peru State dressing just a 5 in that matchup a week ago. So it's going to be a more difficult task, but hopefully they can build a little bit of momentum by facing this Maryville team tonight.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Peru State, an NAIA squad. You have Maryville University coming in, picked to win the GLBC Central Division. They've got quite a few returners back, quite a few scorers. Bearcats have a young lineup, but they saw some folks get some momentum. Jalen Haggard hit 7 three-pointers last week, and just hoping to build off of that with some of those freshmen.
Yeah, and the freshmen have really made an impact early in this season. And again, each game is going to be getting a little bit tougher as they get toward the conference season here. As this, again, a Peru State team didn't really provide a lot of defense, especially out on the perimeter last week. We're going to get a little bit more of that tonight. Maybe this is a defense that doesn't really press a whole lot, but I think it's going to be a tougher task to knock down that freeze like that this evening. But one thing I'd like to see Northwest develop a little bit more of an inside presence, and we'll have to see if they can do that tonight.
Get that inside presence going, and whenever you're hitting threes, coming off of screens instead of just spotting up with that zone packed inside. Bearcats 1-2 on the season, but Buck Shield squad a chance to improve to 500 with a win tonight over the Maryville Saints. Tip-off coming up at 6 o'clock this evening. We'll step aside for a quick break. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open from lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We are closing in on tip-off here from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on the Maryville Saints this evening. And John Coffey, as you look at it, a lot of young players getting a lot of minutes early on. You see Mallory McConkey, a player from South Nottoway High School, stepping in, getting a start again tonight. Jalen Haggard from St. Joseph Central stepping in, getting another start tonight. Playing well, but turnovers have plagued the Bearcats in the past, and that's one thing they have to clean up if they want to keep taking steps forward in the MIAA.
Yeah, I think something that they have to clean up for tonight, as a matter of fact, this is a Maryville team that does not turn the ball over very much, just 29 times on the season coming into this. Their opponents have turned it over 46 times, so Northwest, if they can just take care of the basketball a little bit and eliminate some of the unforced turnovers in particular, that would be a huge benefit for them this evening. And, again, that's something that's plagued them the last couple of years. It really hurt them last year in particular, and early on in this season continuing to have some problems with turnovers. So if they really need to get that taken care of before they get into the conference season.
And as you mentioned, Maryville takes care of the ball, third in the nation, just 9.7 at turnovers per ball game. The Bearcats, though, they're fresh. They've had quite a bit of rest after a win over Peru State last Wednesday night. That includes senior Tanya Meyer. She only played 8 minutes in that win over Peru State, had 9 points, but they got up by so much early on. Head coach Buck Shield gave her a break and got a chance to rest those legs before we dive into the MIAA season a little later on this month. Bearcats and Saints coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network. We're going to take a break. Be back with the head coach of Northwest, Buck Shield. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in Bearcat game day, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball getting set to take on Maryville University this evening from Bearcat Arena. Chat with head coach Buck Shield. Coach, a couple days off after getting that first win of the season over Peru State. How's practice? How's the team responding after that early win?
I thought these past several days we've had really good practices, just real good energy throughout the entire practice from everybody, and we've had to, you know, add some things and make some adjustments to some things, and I thought for the most part everybody did a really good job of making those adjustments and adapting to some different situations. And you know, I thought today at shoot around everybody was pretty pretty dialed in and had good energy and things like that, and so, you know, hopefully we can carry that over for when it really matters.
Hey, taking on the Saints team this evening, 2-1 on the season, picked to win the GLVC Central Division, and some good players out there. What do you expect out of Maryville tonight?
They're a very, very solid team. They've got some veterans that are pretty good for them, very reliable. They shoot the three really well. As a team, they're at like 38%. They've got some guards that have a lot of versatility, so we can't necessarily guard them at just as a shooter, just as a driver, and things like that. And so for us, that's going to be our biggest thing, is understanding our matchups and definitely just carrying out our game plan with how we're going to guard certain things. They run a fair amount of ball screen stuff. They do some motion / dribble drive action and things like that. And so, you know, our biggest thing, which has somewhat been a struggle for us, is just really guarding that penetration, keeping people out of the lane, And, you know, we need to do a lot better job of that as well as on the rebounding side of things, on both ends of the floor. You know, we've been really beating it into our girls' heads a little bit with offensive rebounding, defensive box outs, and things like that. And, you know, I feel like we've gotten better at those in practice going against each other, but really you don't know until you go against somebody else. And so, you know, for us, I just want to see them carry things over that we've been doing well this past week, and I think we're definitely capable of that.
Well, and early in the season, but if you look at the stats, they're getting out-rebounded by about 11 on average each ball game. So a chance for Tanya and Mele and me and the rest of the post players that they can come out here and limit those possessions just increases those chances that much more.
Yeah, those forwards especially have to be rebounding all the time. And then we have guards that we have selected with certain lineups that are supposed to be crashing on the offensive end pretty hard. And a lot of times they kind of have a brain fart once in a while and forget to crash, and you know, those are those opportunities and situations that we can't have. You know, we have to make sure that we maximize all of our opportunities that we have for offensive boards, and on the defensive end make sure that everybody is boxing out and things like that, just because the one time that one person takes that possession off on a box out, that's usually that man that gets that ball. And so I think if we can just become more consistent as far as those little details, I think it will definitely help our situation.
Not quite in the grind of the MIAA conference schedule, so had a few extra days off between the Peru State win and Maryville here this evening. It's kind of nice to get the legs back under them, keep them fresh here early in the season, especially a player like Tanya Meyer, who didn't really have to step in at all in the second half against Peru.
Yeah, you know, I thought after I finished scheduling last year, just kind of sitting back and looking at it, I felt having that stretch of days off from last Wednesday, just days off from games and a day off in there at kind of an odd time, you know, was going to be good for this group, just because, you know, we've got a lot of young kids, and the grind is really going to start to hit them right now once we hit the holiday season, you know, when they have limited time with family and friends, where in the past they were with them the entire time. And so that added just stress right there can sometimes have an effect on your younger kids and things like that. And so we'll see. Hopefully that'll carry over to tonight, and we have a lot of added energy and things like that, because it's going to take 40 minutes of it for this team.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll catch up again later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, taking on Maryville tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball meeting up with Maryville Saints this evening from Bearcat Arena. The Saints come in 2-1 on the season. They've won back-to-back games over Davenport University and Greenville University. Meanwhile, Northwest 1-2 on the season. They dropped their first two matchups of the season in the SBU Tip-Off Classic. 68-54 loss to Ouachita Baptist, a 75-63 loss to Henderson State. Northwest bounced back last Wednesday, though, with an 84-69 win over Peru State, hit a program single-game record, 19 three-pointers in that win. The Bearcats led by Jalen Haggard. She had 23 points, 7 of 16 from three-point range in that victory, and she is the Bearcats' starting point guard for this evening. Taking a look at the starting lineups, Haggard averaging 13 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist per ball game. And she'll get the start at point guard for the Bearcats. Played 35 minutes against Peru State there, so a lot of time on the floor for the Bearcats. Also a 5'9" freshman guard from Guilford, Missouri, played her high school basketball at South Nottoway. That's Mallory McConkey. McConkey averaging 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.7 assists per ballgame as well. On the other side, another guard for Northwest, a 5'7" junior, Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews making her 5th career start. She's averaging 11 points per ball game, also shooting 52.4% from three-point range on the season for the Bearcats. Also, another guard for the Bearcats, going very guard-heavy this evening, 5'9" junior from Omaha, Nebraska, Aubrey Benson. Benson, 14 points, 9 assists in that win over Peru State, so hopefully she can continue to distribute the basketball that way and build on what she had in that victory just last Wednesday. That's a starting five for the Bearcats: Haggard, McConkey, McAndrews, Meyer, and Benson. Bearcats averaging 67 points per ball game this year, shooting 40% from a field, led by head coach Buck Shield. Team 1-2 overall on the season, looking to improve to 500 with a victory over Maryville University. On the other side, coming in for the Saints, they have a 5'4" sophomore guard out of St. Louis, Missouri, Mary Barton. Barton averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists per ball game. She played in all 40 minutes of that win over Greenville University just 1 week ago on Tuesday. Also, a 5'10" sophomore guard from Highland, Illinois, played at Highland High School in Illinois, Amanda Ponce. Ponce averaging 6.7 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist per ball game. Also, a 5'8" junior from Rockford, Illinois, a transfer in from Eastern Illinois, a Division I school, Kayla Stewart. Stewart averaging 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists per ball game. She's also shooting 50% from the field so far this season. That is 12 makes on 24 attempts. Also getting a start this evening for Maryville, a 6-foot senior from Austin, Texas, Jordan Duggar. Duggar making her first start of the season, 7 points per ball game, along with 4 rebounds. She's shooting 69% from the field, a high percentage there for the 6-foot forward out of Austin, Texas. And rounding up the starting five for the Maryville Saints, a 5'9" junior from Newburgh, Indiana, Stephanie Sherwood. Sherwood, 21 points, 6 rebounds in that win over Greenville. She's averaging 17 points per ball game, shooting 43% from three-point range. Overall in the season, Maryville averaging 70 points per ball game, shooting 43% from the field. Meanwhile, opponents also averaging 70 points per game, shooting 48% from the field. So not a ton of defense out of Maryville early on in the season, but they've taken care of the basketball. 9.7 turnovers per ball game. That is third best in NCAA Division II. They're led by head coach Colin Lanham. He's in his second season as head coach at Maryville. 1 year ago, 13-14, 8-10 in the GLVC. So far this year, Maryville 2-1 overall, trying to improve to 3-1 as they meet up with Northwest Missouri State this evening. It's the Bearcats and the Saints meeting in Maryville, Missouri this evening. We'll take a break and be back with the opening tip. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Well, starting lineups being announced here from Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State meets up with Maryville University in this non-conference matchup in MIAA against GLVC this evening. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. John Coffey, a bit of a crowd filing in for this one, a Monday evening basketball game, a non-conference matchup. Hopefully you're seeing a good one tonight, too.
Yeah, a good crowd, again, for a non-conference game against a team that Northwest doesn't have a history with, although the name is very familiar with King Maryville University out of St. Louis. And I think it's going to be a good matchup and a good test for the Northwest women. If they can come out tonight, as we talked about early in the pregame, cut down on some turnovers, get a little bit of an inside game established, and do a good job on the boards, I think they got a good shot at this one. One area that Maryville has had issues with this year is rebounding. They've been now rebounded by their opponents overall coming into this matchup tonight. So if they can handle the boards, cut down on turnovers, and again get a little bit more of an inside presence, we'll see what will happen here.
Yep, Coach Steele talked about that in pregame. Limit possessions, that goes a long way. The Bearcats hoping to do that this evening. Northwest coming out in home white tops and home white shorts with numerals and lettering in green. Meanwhile, Maryville University coming out in their gray. I want to say, you say, John, anthracite gray tops and shorts for the road.
Or is that just gunmetal?
Maybe gunmetal. I don't know. The Maryville in white outlined in red and the numerals red outlined in white. We are about set for tip-off. It's Tanya Meyer against Jordan Duggar for the opening tip. Bearcats will be going left to right here in this first half of action. Ball is up, and Maryville University wins the tip as it goes out to Stephanie Sherwood. Sherwood hands it off to Mary Barton. She brings up the floor for the Saints. Down to the left elbow, looking for a cutting Sherwood. Instead, they'll swing it around to get to Amanda Ponce. Ponce dribbles down to the left elbow. Bounce pass out for Kayla Stewart. Stewart guarded by Aubrey Benson. Man-to-man defense for the Bearcats. Barton trying to drive by Haggard. Goes up. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Good early defensive possession for the Bearcats, limiting the Saints to just one bucket and out. 30 seconds in, scoreless ball game as the Bearcats have it, going left to right in this first half between the circles. Mallory McAndrews gives it off to Haggard. Haggard, top of the key, Tanya Myers. He's open. She takes it, that one wide right. Rebound comes down to Mary Barton, the 5'4" sophomore from St. Louis. Barton between the circles, right side for Ponce. Ponce goes right for Stewart. Stewart drives underneath the bucket, and she gets bumped and fouled. Blocking call coming up on Haggard. Oh, we see the Bearcats there come out and worked the ball around a little bit. Kind of felt like they might have settled for that three-pointer, John.
Yeah, a little bit. And, again, I know she's very good with three-point shooting in the outside with the Meyer, but I like her inside as well. And I think sometimes if she can get established inside early, it benefits the Bearcats.
Well, a three-pointer coming up there for Maryville. Kayla Stewart knocks one down from the right corner. It's a 3-0 lead for the Saints early in this one. 8:50 to go in the first quarter. Aubrey Benson, left corner. They swing it around now. McConkie, top of the key, looking inside for Tanya Meyer, posting up on Duggar. Now to Haggard. Haggard gets the pass into Meyer, right back to Jalen. Ball stolen away from her. And this looks like it is Sherwood heading the other way, but she is bumped and fouled from behind as she tried to start a fast break. Good thought getting the ball inside to Meyer, but the pass right back to Haggard in traffic. Turnover on Northwest, and we'll see Benson and Haggard head to the bench while Macy Williams gets her first minutes, along with another freshman in Leavenworth, Kansas native, Zoe Hayward. Sherwood right side gives off for Amanda Ponce, making her first start of the year. Up top for Kayla Stewart, left side now for Mary Barton. Guarded by Macy Williams, up top for Ponce. Trying to work her way in on McAndrews, out for Sherwood. Guarded by McAndrews, into the paint, little runner, rattles around the rim, and it falls through. Tough shot there for Stephanie Sherwood, but she gets that one to go. It's a 5-0 lead for Maryville, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Macy Williams now playing the point with Haggard on the bench. Goes right side for McAndrews. Mallory looks inside. Guarded by Stewart up top now between the circles for McConkie. Hands it off for Hayward. Hayward top of the key, right side for Macy Williams. Guarded by Mary Barton. Tries to get the ball inside to Haggard. Myers poked away by Barton. And Stewart comes up with a steal. Gives off to Barton. Barton between the legs. Now left side for Stewart. Driving baseline. Kick out. Three-pointer on the way from Ponce. Does good. 8-0 run to start the ballgame for the Maryville Saints.
And turnovers have hurt Northwest early.
Bearcats giving it away twice already. Just one shot attempt. That one was off the mark from Tanya Meyer. Williams with their right wing. Hands it off for Zoe Hayward. And an offensive foul coming up here on the Bearcats. They're going to say Zoe Hayward extended that forearm, and the offensive foul gives it right back to Maryville.
Tough start for Northwest. They need to get something going here, and hopefully they can maybe get it on defense here when they come down and force Maryville into a bad shot.
Four possessions for the Bearcats, only one shot attempt so far. Ponce dribbles down to the right elbow, looks inside, now back out for Stephanie Sherwood, the leading scorer for Maryville. She'll hand it off for Stewart. Stewart, runner in the lane. That one's an air ball. Comes down to Mallory McConkie. McConkie off to Macy Williams. Williams brings it up. Guarded by Sherwood. Calls out for a screen from Meyer. Instead, she'll go ahead and take this one right side and just pass it top of the key for Meyer. She'll take a step back and shoot a three-pointer. Nothing but net from Tanya. If they're going to guard you right at the three-point line, why not take a step back and make it a deeper shot, right?
Yeah, it worked for her that time.
8-3, the Maryville lead. After Meyer knocks down her first bucket of the ballgame. Sherwood around to Stewart for Maryville. Top of the key for Mary Barton. Head and shoulder fake. Now gets down to the free throw line into the left block. Flips it out for Stewart. 15 on the shot clock. Stewart drives right. Guarded by Hayward. Now gives it off to Sherwood. Sherwood back up top for Stewart between the circles for Barton. 7 on the shot clock. Long possession. Three-pointer on the way from Sherwood. That one to the left of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down for Maryville. But a foul away from ball coming up on the Saints.
Good job by Hayward inside at that time, getting position, and the foul coming with a reach over behind her. But Hayward doing a good job fighting inside and getting the position where she was there for the rebound.
Allie Ringinger, Red Bud, Illinois native, senior from Maryville, checks in, getting her first action. Macy Williams brings it up the floor, picks it up right on the three-point line, gives it off now to Tanya Meyer, right side for Zoe Hayward. Screen to her right, she'll take it, get down to the baseline. Back up for Macy. Williams looks inside. Now a skip pass to McAndrews. McAndrews into the corner, head and shoulder fake out to McConkie. Inside, Tony Meyer goes up, left hand, it's good.
I like that they worked the ball inside and got it to Meyer in the block off that left, and that's where Northwest can be successful. Then get it inside to Meyer more often, then once Cho steps out and knocks down three from time to time, it's even more effective.
Good possession for the Bearcats, has them back within three, 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Stewart driving in through the right block, trying to go up to another one of those runners, but she is fouled by Zoe Hayward. Stewart really not afraid to just kind of go full bore into the paint and throw one up off the glass, and might have got bailed out there by Hayward with a foul. That is two on Zoe, so we'll see Benson at the scorer's table, see if she's checking in for Zoe, and she is. Ellen Foster also checking in for Maryville. Benson came in, played the first minute of the ball game, and immediately subbed out for by head coach Buck Steel. First free throw good, second one is off the mark, and the ball goes out of bounds off Maryville, so Northwest will get it back. 5:31 to play in the first quarter, Bearcats down by four. It is McConkie, Williams, Meyer, and McAndrews, as well as Benson on the floor right now for the Bearcats, going left to right in this first quarter. Screen to her right for Williams. She'll take it from Meyer. Gets into the corner. Hands it off for Benson. Pass inside for Meyer. Goes up off the glass. It's good. Nice look from Arbery.
And that pass had to be right on the money because it was in the traffic just a bit, but Meyer was able to pick it up and come up with the shot inside.
Tanya with all seven of the Bearcats points in this one. Allie Ringer driving in on McAndrews. Gets to the baseline. Kicks it out for Sherwood. She takes it in. Little runner of her own, and it's good. Back to a four-point lead for Maryville. 4:54 to play in the first quarter. Williams up the right sideline, all the way to the baseline. She's stripped from behind. The ball goes out of bounds off Allie Ringinger. Bearcats might have been bailed out. Nearly a turnover on Northwest. But trailing Maryville 11-7, 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the eight locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Williams inbounds baseline right to Benson, picks it up in the right corner, guarded by Sherwood, finds a cutting Tanya Meyer. She just drops the pass and picks up the offensive foul. She was cutting through. Allie Ringering was standing right there and took the contact, so offensive foul on Meyer is her first. Five team fouls on the Bearcats. So the next one on the defensive end will send Maryville to the free throw line. Bearcats trailing by four, 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Ringering left wing, driving in on McAndrews, gets the right block and floats one in.
Pretty good sequence for her. Picks up or forces the charge at the defensive end and comes down and hits a little runner in the lane.
Andy Peterson says that's called float game from the youngsters. Tanya Meyer for three. She gets knocked down. It goes halfway down and back out. No foul called, and Maryville pushing back the other way ahead to Sherwood. Sherwood left wing finds a wide open player inside. That is Ellen Foster. She lays it up off the glass and in. Talk about a bad sequence there for the Bearcats. Not able to get back on defense. Foster wide open underneath the bucket. 8-point lead now for Maryville. Meyer trying to drive in on Mary Barton. Has a size advantage. Ball knocked away from her and a foul coming up on Barton.
reaching around, trying to knock the ball loose. Did knock it loose, but also made a little bit of contact and gets called for the foul.
Macy Williams will inbound baseline right. Missed Williams the opening weekend of the season, battling a little bit of a knee injury, but got a few minutes against Peru State. Looks like she is back to being herself, getting some good playing time this game. As Meyer checks out, Mia Stillman comes in for the Bearcats. Bounce pass into Stillman on the right block, squares up, now back out to McConkie. Gets a screen to her left from Stillman. Between the circles to Williams, she'll set up the offense for Northwest. Williams screen to her right, down to the elbow, back out for Stillman. Stillman thought about a three, she'll drive into the block, and a jump ball called as she gets tied up with Ellen Foster on her way in for the layup.
Foster did a good job sliding over on the help side defense, got in position where she could get her hands on the basketball and forces the help ball.
Possession arrow still pointing toward Northwest. 3:34 to play in the first quarter. 15-7, Maryville lead. Inbounds comes into a cutting Aubrey Benson off the glass. No good. Nearly an offensive rebound for Stillman. But instead, it is picked up, and Barton heading the other way quickly for Maryville. And nobody stops the ball, and she lays it in.
Oh,
three Bearcats were back, and the waters just split.
Oh, they definitely. Somebody needed to step out and take control and pick up the ball as it went down from the lane. And just an easy, easy layup that shouldn't have been that easy.
Kick out from McAndrews. Guarded heavily there. She shoots that one way off the mark. Maryville beating the Bearcats back again. Kaylin Stewart all by herself for a layup. And head coach Buck Shiel needs a timeout to talk with his team. 19-7 is the Maryville lead. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Women taking on Maryville this evening. Along with John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Studio engineer for this evening is the great Kramer Sansone. St. Joseph, Missouri native making his way up to Northwest. Always enjoy that.
And doing a good job for us.
Always. Macy Williams out of the timeout with it on the left wing. Hands it off for Aubrey Benson. Head coach Buck Shield calling out for his team to run through the offense. Kylie Coleman into the free throw line. Kick out for Stillman. She wants a three-pointer. That one wide right. And the rebound comes down to Allie Ringering. She's bumped from behind by McConkie. And that is team foul number 6 for the Bearcats. And so that will be free throws on the way for Ringering.
It's been a game of runs so far as Maryville opened up on an 8-0 run to start the game. Northwest came back and then and scored went on a 7-1 run, and now Maryville in the middle of a 10-0 run.
And this is the last person he won at the free throw line as Ringering sets up and hits her first. 3 points so far in the ball game. Her freshman year, 90% free throw shooter. Her sophomore year, an 83% free throw shooter. And her junior year, a 94% free throw shooter. And so far this season, she is now 4 of 5. So 80%, but clearly working her way back up.
Yeah, definitely somebody to want to send to the line. And she looks like a player that can get there frequently.
Meyer and Dentley are checking into the ballgame now for the Bearcats. Stillman and McConkie check out. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way for a Ringering. Averages 9 points per ball game for the Saints. And she makes her second. Perfect from the line. It's 2:38 to go in the first quarter. A 14-point lead in favor of Maryville. Left wing, Kylie Coleman between the circles to Aubrey Benson. Looks inside. Gets it back out right to Macy Williams. Screen from Dentlinger. Picks up her dribble. Now top of the key for Kylie Coleman. Left side for Aubrey Benson. Guarded by Amanda Ponce. Gets a screen to her left from Tanya Meyer. Trying to drive in all the way to the block. Kick out from Macy Williams. Offensive foul coming up on Aubrey Benson as, once again, Ringering setting her feet on the inside, taking the contact and picking up the charge.
Maryville's a very fundamentally sound defensive team. We've seen a number of times where they've been able to slide in, force the charge, or slide in on the help side defense and force a held ball. They're just doing a lot of things right defensively and making it tough for Northwest.
Bearcats have turned the ball over 5 times. Maryville has turned it over 0 times. That is their calling card. They take care of the basketball, and they're doing that again tonight.
And unfortunately for Northwest, problem that's been there for the last couple of years, turnovers continuing to haunt them tonight.
Two personal fouls on Benson. She heads to the bench and might not see her the rest of this half. McConkie back into the ballgame. Barton, top of the key, right side for Stewart. Drives past McConkie, kicks one out for Ponce in the right corner. Ponce into the lane, gives it off to a wide open Jordan Duggar. She cannot miss the bunny, and the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Easy shot for Duggar, left wide open, didn't finish. The Bearcats have the ball back inside, 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Macy Williams, right side, picks up her dribble, 25 feet away. Gives it off right to McConkie. McConkie into the lane, and she walked with that one. Started to set her pivot foot, took one more extra step before kicking that pass out, and it turns it back over to Maryville. Barton pushing up the floor for Maryville, right side for Ponce. Between the circles now for Aaron Linehan of Maryville. Left side Stewart, guarded by McConkie. Between the circles now to Barton. Working our way in on Williams. Hands off for Stewart. Stewart loses control of the basketball. Good defense by Williams, but it's scooped up by Maryville. Barton between the circles once again. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Left side for Stewart. Left open for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Meyer pulls down the rebound and gives it off to Macy Williams. Williams walks it up as we close in on the final minute of the first quarter. Screen to her left from Tanya Meyer. They switch Duggar onto her right side now for McConkie. Bounce pass into Tanya Meyer. Against Stewart, goes up off the glass, and it's good. Tanya Meyer, all 9 of the Bearcat points in this first quarter. It is a 12-point lead in favor of Maryville. As Stewart has it, left side, she dribbles up top of the key and gives it off for Amanda Ponce. Ponce right side for Mary Barton, 5'4" sophomore point guard for the Saints. 9 on the shot clock. Starts to dribble right, now gives it off to Ponce. Ponce brings it into the elbow. Kick out Barton, left wide open for 3. That one too strong. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Outlet off for Macy Williams. 18 seconds to go, and the Bearcats will slow it down and take the last shot of the first quarter. Inside 10 seconds to go. Screen to her right for Macy. She'll pull up, take a 3-pointer. That one off the front of the rim. Tanya Meyer ran it too quickly for that offensive board. Ahead to Mary Barton for the Saints. She pulls up, 25-footer at the buzzer. Off the mark. 21-9, the Maryville lead as we reach the end of the first quarter. Northwest struggling a bit there, but trying to pick things up. We will pick up with the second quarter when we come back, though, after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Maryville ball starting the second quarter, and it is ring-ring with it. Left side is a 12-point lead for the Saints. Bearcats trying to work their way back into this one, down by as much as 14 points. Mary Barton gives it off to Jordan Duggar, the senior pass, skip pass out into the corner, but she walked with it, so that travel will give it back to Northwest.
And just the first turnover of the game for the Saints. Northwest with 6. Maryville University has taken advantage of those 6 turnovers with 7 points off of those, but see if Northwest can take advantage of the gift that they've been given here.
Haggard back into the ballgame, gives a screen to her left from Dintlinger, gives it off to Tanya Meyer, drives in on Duggar, skip pass to Kylie Coleman, into the corner for Haggard, driving baseline, goes up, she's got that ball partially blocked by Sherwood, and Ring comes up with it the other way for Maryville. Good drive by Haggard, but it results in a three-pointer the other way for Sherwood. Off the mark. Ponce nearly grabs that rebound, and she tips it off of Tawny Meyer's leg out of bounds. Maryville doesn't waste any time getting down the floor, trying to get some points in transition if they can't. Seems like they don't mind running through their offense either.
No, they're very patient if they are forced to get into that offense.
Inbound to Duggar, hands it off for Barton, left wing. Right side for Ponce, gets down, drives baseline, tries to flip one off for Duggar. Pulled down by Dentlinger, turnover on the Saints. No turnovers the entire first quarter for Maryville. Too quickly in the first minute in the second quarter. Now foul coming up on the Saints. This one's going to be on Barton as Haggard driving by her. Nudged her with that forearm. So Barton gets her second foul. She'll check out. And Kayla Stewart checks back in. Haggard inbounding baseline left. Gets it in to McConkie. Left wing. Drives baseline. Goes up off the glass. Too strong. Gets her own rebound. Goes up again. And fouled from behind by Duggar. Way to be strong in there for McConkie. She'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, just great effort by McConkie. Right in the middle of a couple of Maryville players. Not quite the height advantage either. Was able to fight her way through and pull down the rebound and get fouled.
McConkie averaging 6 points per ball game. Only been to the free throw line three times so far this season. Made two of them. And now Tawny Meyer having to head over to the bench. Looks like, you know, those basketball players wear those tights. She's got some white tights on under her shorts, and it looks like she might have skinned a knee up and has some blood. So I think she's saying that it's stained. She's not actually cut open.
Yeah.
So after they sent her over to clean up the blood, now she's saying, I'm not bleeding or anything. This is a stain. They send it right back out there. John, back when you played high school basketball, did people wear tights?
No, we didn't.
You wore the tank top and the short shorts, and you liked it, right?
We didn't know any better.
I guess not.
Thought we were stylish.
First free throw from McConkie, no good. Short shorts were in, then it went to long shorts when I was in high school. I think short shorts are coming back. They don't hamper your knee running down the floor. Both free throws missed there by McConkie. Rebound goes out of bounds off Meyer, and it goes back to the Saints. I assume you kind of wear the same shorts when you're out playing tennis now, don't you, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. More of a headband guy, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
21-9, the Maryville lead, 8:48 to play in the second quarter. Stewart brings it down, hands off for Ring, left side for Ponce, now to the wing for Sherwood. Sherwood up to Stewart. She'll take the handoff and now go left side for Ring. Steps up to the three-point line. Right side for Ponce. Drives in against Dentlinger. A nice little scoop off the glass.
A little bit out of control. She went down the lane, but able to regain her balance just a bit and get that one to fall.
5 points now for Ponce. It's a 23-9 Maryville lead. Meyer top of the key. Right side for Kylie Coleman. Left side for Haggard. She'll pull up for a three-pointer. Knocks it down. Jalen Haggard, first bucket of the ball game. She's made 11 three-pointers now on this season. It's a 23-12 lead for Maryville. Ponce left side, up top to Ring. Thought about a three-pointer. Now Sherwood, top of the key. They swing around Ponce left side. Guarded by Dentlinger, up top to Ring. Starts to drive, hands it off. Ponce, she wants a three-pointer, knocks it down. The answer there for the Saints. Back to a 14-point lead. Haggard brings it down, a little crossover, drives in. That Justin Pitts floater, too short. Rebound comes down for Stewart. And she gives off to Ponce, ahead to Sherwood. Stephanie Sherwood brings it down inside to Duggar, left block, up top to Ponce. Drives in baseline, bounce pass out to Duggar. 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Tawny Meyer. Now Haggard will slow things down and call out the play for Northwest. Screen to her left from Meyer now. To Coleman. Coleman back up top for Tawny, and the pass comes in low. Tawny can't scoop it. And that pass goes out of bounds. 26-12. Maryville lead. The Bearcats turn it over one more time, and for the Saints, get it back. Dentlinger checks out of the ballgame. McAndrews back in for Northwest. Also getting her first minutes for the Saints, it's Maya Solomon. Off to a ring to cutting Stewart. Stewart at the Solomon into the paint. Nice look inside for Foster, and the layup is up and good.
Great ball movement to get that easy look inside for Maryville.
A 28-12 lead now in favor of the Saints as Haggard brings up the floor, gets to the right wing. Big screen put on by McConkie. That leaves Haggard wide open. Three-pointer no good. Rebound comes down to Stewart, and a foul underneath the bucket coming up on Foster as she got a push on Meyer.
Yeah, pretty big collision inside. Meyer went to the floor, sliding into the standard underneath the basket.
And prior to that, a huge collision at the top of the key as McConkie set a big screen.
It's going to be a little physical out there.
Inbound from Haggard into McAndrews. Right back inside to Tawny Meyer. Nice post move over Foster. Lays it in.
Nice up and under move to get that shot in the block. So I can see more out of that from Tawny as the season goes along. We know that she can knock him down from three-point range, but she's definitely effective if Northwest can just get the ball inside to her in the block.
And the post player for Maryville on the other end, Sherwood, gets it, drives all the way into the right block, and lays it up back to a 16-point Maryville lead. So far, 11 of the 14 Northwest points coming from Tanya Meyer as McConkie gets down into the block. Turnaround layup, no good. Had a good look. Stewart comes down with the rebound. Less than 6 minutes to go in the first half, a 30-14 Saints lead. Sherwood right side gets it over to Solomon. Working on McAndrews, right elbow, back up top to Ringring. Ringring now left elbow. Gives it off to a cutting Stewart, lays it in over the top of Meyer instead of offensive foul coming up. Tanya did a good job of setting her feet and took the contact.
Yeah, came over, sliding over from the help side when the drive was coming into the lane, was able to get there in time and draw the offensive foul on Maryville University.
And they are going to change the call to a block.
Yeah, the two of the three officials gathered in the lane and one official saw it differently, and unfortunately for Tanya, she gets called for the foul here. But boy, it looked like she did the right thing getting in there and playing the defense coming over, but fortunately picks up her second foul.
Did the right thing, and she's not happy heading to the bench now as Kehlani Mayava checks in for her, but I'm wondering if her feet might have been in that archway underneath the bucket.
That could be, yeah.
That made the call a little bit easier for the official coming over, saying, no, she's a little bit too deep to take that charge.
Yeah. All right. I think that's got to be it, because she was set in time.
She was, definitely. First free throw from Stewart is good, and she hits the second as well. The junior from Eastern Illinois makes it a 32-14 Saints lead. Haggard brings up the floor, gets a screen to her right from Mayava. Has it right wing, guarded by Solomon, tries to cross her up, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Solomon. Just good hands there. Tipped that one away from Haggard. 19 on the shot clock as Jalen Wall. Inbound at baseline right. Into Mayava. Fakes the handoff back to Haggard. Drives in. Right block goes up. Shot no good, but she's fouled. And Kehlani will head to the free throw line. These will be her first free throw attempts of the season.
You know, going back to that blocking call on Tanya, too. Didn't get any argument from the Bearcat bench either. So it makes you think that the officials there got it right.
Yep, nearly caught a break by getting the charge call. The officials turned around and got the call right. First free throw from Mayava is good. Duggar into the ballgame now for Ellen Foster, who goes to the bench with two personal fouls. Second free throw from Kehlani is good. ...32-16, Bearcats back within 16 of them. Saints ball, Sherwood, left wing up top for Stewart. Starts to drive, flips it out for Solomon, driving on McAndrews into the paint. Got bumped from behind, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Duggar. Duggar back out for Ringring. That shot didn't hit the rim, so there's only 9 on the shot clock now. Stewart, left corner, drives in, gets to the paint, kick out for Solomon. She'll drive McAndrews baseline into the paint for Duggar, but she stepped on the baseline, and Solomon turns over to Northwest.
Good job by McAndrews, forcing her toward the baseline, using that baseline as another defender out there, and Northwest gets the ball off the turnover.
16-point Maryville lead inside 5 minutes to play in the first half. Immediate timeout on the floor. We'll take this 90-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Mullikaki missed a layup on the right side. Rebound comes down to Maryville, pushing the other way. Throw deep for Duggar is out of bounds, and it heads back to Northwest.
Be the fourth turnover for Maryville. The problem now for Northwest, they haven't taken advantage of the turnovers from the Saints so far. The Saints have scored 9 points off of Bearcat turnovers. Northwest right now needs to convert on the other end coming off a turnover.
McConkey top of the key, left side for Haggard. Bearcat 6 of 18 shooting through the first half in this one. Haggard hands it off for Kylie Coleman, right side, guarded by Ponce. Top of the key for McConkey. One dribble, picks it up, left side for McAndrews, gets the ball inside to Mayava. 8 on the shot clock, working on Duggar, goes up the glass, puts the foul. Nice move by Kailani Mayava. She's making her presence felt here, only a few minutes into the ball game for her so far, but she has 4 points, a chance to make it 5 with this 3-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. McConkey pulls down the offensive board and pulls it out for Northwest. To Haggard, open 3-point look, no good. She got bumped, no foul called. Rebound comes down to Stewart, ahead to Sherwood. And now slowing it down just a bit is Maryville into their offense. Right wing for Ponce, up top to Sherwood. Behind the back dribble, picks it up. Now goes to Stewart into the paint. Kick out for Ringering. Ringering working on Haggard. Goes in. Off-balance shot way off the mark. Duggar gets her own offensive rebound. Puts it up, and it goes all around the top of the backboard and out of bounds. A golden opportunity there for the Bearcats. Getting the rebound off the free throw. Open three-point look, but for as much as they were going in just the other night, not falling for the Bearcats today.
A little bit different defensively than what they saw the other night with Peru State. One of the reasons.
Not going against the zone, instead of a bit more of a tighter man-to-man here from Maryville. As Haggard gets a screen, cross-court pass to Kylie Coleman, goes up, she gets bumped, and so looks like they got Coleman on the floor. But this is, I believe, team foul number 6 on Maryville, so free throw is on the way for Kylie. Check that, 5 team fouls. First one off the rim to the right. Kylie, a 5'9" freshman from Waukee, Iowa. Averaged 12 points per ball game. Was an 89% free throw shooter in high school. Misses that first one there.
As a team this first half, Northwest Darling 2 of 6.
Able to hit that second to improve that to 3 of 7. Still not where you want to be, though. As the Bearcats down by 13. We're down by 18. They're slowly working their way back in. Ringering, top of the key, trying to drive on Haggard. Stops at the elbow. Gets up top to Solomon. 15 on the shot clock. Hands it off for Sherwood. Sherwood into the paint. Kick out for Ringering. Tipped away by Haggard. Nearly able to save it. He'll be out of bounds off Northwest. 10 seconds on the shot clock with 3:03 to play in the first half. Kayla Stewart inbounding baseline left. Gets it in for Sherwood. Stephanie Sherwood driving baseline. Little runner off the glass, and it falls through. Leading scorer for the Saints coming into the night with 17 points per game. She has 8 so far in this one. Less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Haggard looking to give a bounce pass off to McConkey coming off that screen. McConkey wasn't ready for it, and so Haggard took one too many steps, and they get it back to Maryville. Solomon right side for Ellen Foster. Now down into the corner for Ringering, up top for Stewart. And she'll get it out to Foster, trying to drive on Mayava. Goes baseline, that one no good off the backboard, and it goes out of bounds off of Northwest, they say. Now they're going to change it off. Looked like Sherwood got the ball in the corner, tried to save it, clearly went out of bounds off her, and the official just got a little confused, but he corrected himself.
Yeah, just pointed the wrong direction, but all's well. Northwest gets the ball.
I point the wrong direction every day. 15-point lead for Maryville over Northwest.
You head to Kansas City sometimes instead of Maryville for it.
You know, occasionally. Feel like going to get some barbecue for lunch? I head the wrong way. What can I say? Foul on Ringering. That will send McConkie to the free throw line with 2:14 to play in the first quarter. Mallory 0 for 2 in her first trip to the free throw line this evening. But knocks down the first one here. 2:14 to go in the first half. On the floor for Northwest, it is Haggard, McAndrews, Coleman, Mayava, and McConkie. As the second free throw hits the back of the rim, no good. Stephanie Sherwood pulls down the rebound. Off to Stewart, brings up the floor, gives off to Ringering, left wing, guarded by Haggard. Gets past Haggard, goes into the paint, little floater, no good. Might have been, had that ball tapped from behind by Haggard. Rebound comes down to Mayava, she gives off to Jalen, pushes up the floor. Hands it off to McAndrews. McAndrews gets an opening for three. That one well short. Rebound tipped out. Good offensive board there by Kylie Coleman. Off to McConkie between the circles now for Haggard. Haggard guarded by Sherwood. Skip past to Coleman. Coleman fakes right, goes left, gets it out. Haggard open for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ringering. Couple different looks after an offensive rebound for Northwest, but they still trail by 14 in this one. Ringering into the left corner. To the elbow for Sherwood. Driving on McConkie, just throws one up. Didn't have a chance on that one, but McConkie started to pull down the rebound with her heels on the baseline, so it is out of bounds off of Northwest. And Stillman checks into the ballgame for Mayava now. 1:12 to play in the first half, 14-point Maryville lead. Maryville University out of St. Louis. Inbound comes into Ellen Foster. Excuse me, Aaron Linehan. They give it up to Ringering. Ringering drives in, floater no good. Rebound for Solomon, but a foul coming up on Maya. And this will send the Bearcats to the free throw line again.
Good job by Kylie Coleman that time. She had the position for the rebound and forced the foul with the reach over.
Bearcats a much more competitive second quarter, out scored 21-9 in the first, but right now only being outscored 13-11 in the second quarter. Now 13-12 after Coleman makes that free throw. Second one on the way. Rattles around and it falls through. Shooter's touch there. She has 3 points in the game. It's a 12-point Maryville lead. 1 minute to go. The Bearcats play their cards right. Could get this one down to single digits by the time this half is over. Stewart brings it up. Left side for Ringering. It's a screen from Stillman. Floats the ball inside for Linehan. She gets fouled and will go to the free throw line for two. 47.1 seconds to go. And they got McConkie on the foul. Her second personal, so at the free throw line is Linehan. And she makes her first. Linehan, a 5'10" sophomore from Rolling Meadows, Illinois. Not much playing time last year, only 1 point per ball game during her freshman campaign. And typically not getting too much time this year either, only 7 minutes per ball game, but making the most of it here. She's at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. First free throws of the year for Linehan. She's 2 for 2. Jalen Haggard, St. Joseph, Missouri native, brings up the floor on Ringering, drives right past her, gets into the paint. She gets fouled, and Jalen will go to the free throw line. Bearcats just 6 of 11 from the charity stripe tonight. 40.5 seconds to go. Northwest trailing by 14. First one on the way from Haggard. Well too strong. And
what? That's an area where they could have taken advantage and gotten maybe into single digits that you were talking about a little earlier if they just knocked down their free throws.
Williams checks out. Mayava comes back in. Haggard, a good shooter. She's just 1-4 from the free throw line tonight, or on the season. Makes the second one, though. She has 4 points now. Bearcats trailing by 13. You're right, John. Now just 7 of 13 from the free throw line. Ring Ring gets it, drives baseline. I believe she kind of did a layup and kind of put that up with both hands there. It made it, so I guess good for her, but it's a 15-point Maryville Saints lead, 23 seconds to play in the first half. Haggard left side, near mid-court, guarded by Ring Ring. Bearcats taking their time this possession. McAndrews, top of the key, right side for Haggard, and an offensive foul coming up, a moving screen on Kehlani Mayava. Gives it back with 13.2 seconds left to the Saints. And Linehan gets it into Ring Ring. 10 seconds to play in the first half. Ring Ring, right side. Gives it off to Sherwood. Left open, 3-point look. It's good. Nothing but net for Stephanie Sherwood. She has 11 first half points. Bearcats bring it down quickly. Haggard at the buzzer. Too strong off the backboard. The Bearcats head into the breakdown, 41-23. A good half for the Saints as they came out, shot 15 of 31 for the field. The Bearcats just 7 of 22. 41-23, our lead at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Well, Bearcats facing an 18-point deficit here at halftime. Northwest 1-2 on the season, meeting up with the Maryville Saints, a non-conference matchup for the GLVC foe. The Saints 2-1 on the season. And, John, just a bit of a rough first half. The Bearcats not able to shoot the ball too well, struggled from the free throw line as well, and they've had a few too many turnovers that first half, too.
Outside of that, pretty good. But no. Yeah, it was a little rough there. And a couple things that really kind of stand out. You look at the way Maryville University opened up this game, a NATO run to start the game. Then after Northwest went on a 7-1 run, Maryville then ran off 12 unanswered points. And from that point on, they pretty much had control of this game, although Northwest a little bit better in the second quarter than they were in the first quarter. But turnovers, 9 turnovers for Northwest, and the Saints really took advantage of that with 12 points off those turnovers. Maryville, which has done a good job all season long coming into tonight's game, taking care of the basketball. Still the same thing tonight. They only committed 4 turnovers. Northwest capitalized with just 2 points off those 4 turnovers. So that's one of the big differences in the game. And then when Northwest is getting some opportunities at the free throw line, just couldn't get quite as many to fall as they would like. 7 of 12 at halftime, and missed some chances to maybe cut it down to single digits before the end of the first half.
But you're right, the opportunities they have had where they haven't turned it over, haven't taken advantage, the free throw line. You see Tanya Meyer out there, 5 of 7 shooting. She also has 11 points, 5 rebounds, doing what you expect out of her, but she struggled, fouls at times, 2 personal fouls, so she went to the bench for much of that second quarter. Outside of Tanya, this team is shooting 2 of 15. So to lose your senior leader like that and the only person that's had a decent night offensively, that has led to a 41-23 deficit at halftime. So Bearcats struggling right now, but see what they can do in the second half to turn things around. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back with all of your halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Well, Maryville University leading Northwest 41-23 here at halftime. Bearcats first game of the week later on this week in St. Joseph, playing Rockhurst University and University of St. Mary in a couple of neutral site non-conference games. The men's basketball team, John, also in action tomorrow night in the MIAA Men's Basketball Challenge. They at Municipal Auditorium meeting up with conference foe Washburn in a non-conference setting.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice opportunity for the MIAA to get a little exposure in Kansas City before the conference season gets rolling. And for the Northwest men, they've got the last game of the night, an 8 o'clock tip-off at Municipal Auditorium with Washburn. Of course, Bearcat men playing well at this point, 4-0 going in to face a Washburn team that is 2-2. And under the direction of a new head coach at Washburn. So after the long tenure of Bob Chipman, Brett Ballard comes in. He's the new head coach there. He's got his team at 2-2 on this young season, trying to get his program implemented. And that'll be a fun night, again, with the Bearcat men with the final game of the night at Municipal Auditorium, a place they've had a lot of success through the years in the MIAA postseason tournament. And hopefully they can keep things rolling tomorrow when they face the Ichabod team. Again, that will not count as part of the conference schedule. They've got them a little bit later on during the MIAA portion of the season. But just a good opportunity to play a good team in region and get some exposure in Kansas City.
Yeah, talking to Coach McCollum and Andy Peterson over the weekend as well. You know, young guys on this team that haven't played necessarily in the Municipal Auditorium. You see Ryan Hawkins, a redshirt freshman, getting his first action of the year. Joey Wittes, a transfer in from Minnesota State. Ryan Wealthy was good down the stretch last year playing in big games, but you think put him on the big stage, the more as much as you can, it's really going to benefit him. So this is a good benefit to kind of get a postseason feel early in the year.
Yeah, it certainly is. And fun to get you kind of settled at Municipal Auditorium when it comes to tournament time a little bit later. Hopefully Northwest is in a position where they'll be playing down in Kansas City. I would be surprised if they wouldn't be in a position to be down there in Kansas City for the postseason tournament. And already have some experience down there.
You've seen a lot of great players pass through the halls here at Northwest Missouri State, including the previous all-time leading scorer in program history, and Vic Coleman back playing from 1980 to 1984 here at Northwest Missouri State. That crown has been passed on to Justin Pitts after a great year again last year. Pitts now the first Northwest player in program history to surpass 2,000 points. He's up to 2,021 after a pair of games over the weekend, and he's not a flashy guy. You know, he's not going to sit there and make it a point to grab your attention with what he does because he likes to be low-key, but the things he does night in, night out, it is just impressive how he gets it done.
And the thing about it, when you talk about that number of points that he scored, there are times when he passes up a lot of shots and the coaching staff has to kind of get on him and tell him to shoot the ball more because he wants to be such a good teammate and distribute the ball around to some the other players on the squad that he passes up some good looks at times. And, again, that's a great attribute to have. But there are times when they kind of get on him and say, shoot it. And then all of a sudden you look up, he shot it, and he's got about – it goes on a little run where he puts up 10, 15 points kind of quietly, and all of a sudden Cats are on a roll.
Yep, he's also right now, this could change, and hopefully he keeps shooting well, and it doesn't, but the career three-point field goal percentage leader going into his senior year, above even a Zach Schneider, so obviously he's a prolific three-point shooter, and I haven't seen it, but I know he's getting close. He could be the all-time leader in assists in program history, too, so to be able to distribute and score the way he has, it's impressive. It's going to be a fun senior year for Justin.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's definitely one of the top players in Bearcat history, as well as a top player this year. I think around D2 basketball.
Definitely. But we're at the halftime of women's basketball right now. The Bearcats trailing Maryville University 41-23. Getting set for the second half. We'll take a quick break. Return with our halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Maryville University. We're at half with Maryville in front of Northwest, 41-23. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. Once again, at the half, Northwest down 41-23. Taking a quick look at the stats here, Northwest as a team, shooting 7 of 22 from the field, 32%, just 2 of 11 on three-point opportunities, 18% there, and 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Northwest being out-rebounded by 1 at the half, 18-17. And for Maryville, shooting 48% from the field, 15 of 31, 4 of 9 from three-point range, and 7 of 8 at the free throw line, just 4 turnovers for Maryville and 9 for Northwest. And the Saints scoring 12 points off the Bearcats, 9 turnovers. Maryville just 2 points off of Maryville's that turnover. So that's the way things look at the half. Only 1 point, double figures for Northwest. Tanya Morrow, she has 11 of the 23 points scored by the Bearcats. And 1 player in double figures for Maryville, Stephanie Sherwood. She also has 11 points on 5 of 8 shooting. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State women trailing the Maryville University Saints 41-23. Back with the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Well, coming out of halftime, Bearcats ball going right to left here in the third quarter. Jalen Haggard, Mallory McAndrews, Mallory McConkey, Tanya Meyer, Kylie Coleman on the floor for the Bearcats. As McConkey has it, right side, driving on, Duggar goes up, bucket plus the foul. Just what Northwest needed out of the break was a big play like that, and McConkey provides it.
Good start as Northwest set up their offense on that first play coming out of halftime, and really looked like they got a little bit more energy as well. Again, not a huge sample for that, but just a good start coming out of the half.
Free throw from McConkey, wide right, and so Maryville gets the ball, and bringing it down is Mary Barton, also on the floor, Kayla Stewart, Stephanie Sherwood also out there, Duggar and Amanda Ponce. Sherwood into the lane, little pump fake, shot goes up around the rim, no good, bounces around, McConkey pulls down the board. Haggard with it, pushing it away, Bearcats trying to get themselves back, trailing down by 16, 9:25 to go in the third quarter. Hand off to Kylie Coleman, right side, inside to Tanya Meyer against Duggar. Goes up, right hand, rolls off the rim. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Like to see here kind of back her way a little bit further, being a little more physical down there with Duggar. Barton, right side, gets a screen from Duggar. Looks inside, they switch Meyer onto her. Back up top for Stewart, dribbling left side now. Guarded by McConkey. Drives in, gets guarded by McConkey switches on to her, goes up, and Mallory with the foul as Stewart goes flying. Kayla Stewart, 6 first half points. Averages 11 per game, and she'll go to the free throw line, shooting a pair. First free throw on the way from Stewart is good. Her collegiate career high, 18 points, came against Western Illinois as a freshman when she played for Eastern Illinois. Last year, averages 5 points per game, 2 rebounds per contest for Maryville. Second free throw from Stewart is good. 43-25, the Maryville University lead as Haggard walks the ball up the left side, guarded by Mary Barton. Right side now, Kylie Coleman looks inside, pulls it in for Tanya Meyer, dribbles baseline, kick out Haggard, over to McAndrews. Good job by Maryville defense of recovering. Hand off now for Kylie Coleman. Left side for Haggard. Back out to Coleman. She'll drive baseline. Pull up. A little 5-foot jumper is good. Kylie Coleman gets one to fall. Bearcats back within 16. 43-27 the Maryville lead. Barton brings up the left side. Pass to Ponce. Tipped out of bounds by Coleman. Feels like some of that defensive intensity has picked up starting the second half.
Yeah, it's just a much more focused team coming out of the locker room here at halftime.
And you kind of wonder, where are you at this point if that intensity is out of the locker room immediately in the first half? Barton, top of the key, off the screen, pump fake on a three-pointer, drives in past McAndrews and Meyer. Layup rolls off the rim, though. Rebound comes down to Tanya. Gives it off to Haggard, walks it across. 8-10 to play in the third quarter. Haggard has a lane, drives right side. Layup over Foster, no good. Rebound comes down to Ponce of Maryville, pushing the other way. Maryville coming left to right, ahead to Sherwood left wing. Now to Barton, they slow it down. Ponce top of the key, right side Stewart, trying to drive baseline on McAndrews. Nice little pass inside to Ellen Foster. Foster can't make it. Offensive rebound out to Ponce. 10-foot jumper is good. And it's a 45-27 lead for the Saints. Amanda Ponce, 10 points in the contest. Northwest Coleman has it right corner, runs into Amanda Ponce, and they're going to get an offensive foul coming up on the Bearcats. I think this might have been a moving screen on Tanya, and it is. That is personal foul number three with 7:35 to go in the third quarter.
All right, it's a big foul. Tanya's got to come and sit for a while.
And she knew it immediately, heads to the bench right after the foul call. And checking into the ballgame now for Maryville is Allie Ringering. So far on the evening, Tanya Meyer has played only 16 minutes, but has, 15 minutes. She has 6 rebounds to go along with 11 points. She's been effective, just not on the floor very much. Ringering gets it, drives through the paint, hands it off for Sherwood. Little jump shot for Stephanie Sherwood is good.
So Northwest just going to have to take step up and have some players pick up where she had some effectiveness out there. And with Meyer on the bench, somebody's going to have to just step up and play well.
Hayward drives down the lane and runs right into Ellen Foster Square. No charge, no block. Instead, a travel called on Zoe Hayward. So the Bearcats trailing 47-27, inside 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Turn the ball over 11 times so far in the game. Stewart with that left elbow. Gets it out to Ringering on the wing. Up top, Barton around right side. Sherwood in, pass inside to Ellen Foster. Goes baseline. Off-balance shot no good, but offensive rebound there for Sherwood. Out to Barton. They're going to say that shot didn't hit the rim, so 3 seconds on the shot clock. Pass inside Ellen Foster. Nice look from Barton, and Foster lays it in. With the clock ticking down, Mary Barton, nice look inside, got the bucket from Maryville. Coleman with it on the other end. Top of key for Haggard. Drives in. Looked like she might have walked with it. Instead, they're going to say she got fouled and go to the free throw line. Should have paired. Blocking foul coming up here on Kayla Stewart. So Jalen Haggard going to the free throw line. Cats down 49-27. Free throw is good from Haggard. 5 points so far tonight. She had 23 points on 7 of 16 shooting from 3-point range in that game against Peru State. As Benson checks in and Kylie Coleman heads to the bench. Second free throw from Haggard is good. Inbound to Mary Barton, pushing up the floor. Northwest back down by 20. 6-12 to play in the third quarter. Stewart left side, guarded by McAndrews. Top the key. Barton had a momentary look from three. Instead, she'll dribble left. Looking for the kick out now after Ringering. Guarded by Benson. Gets into the paint near the left block. Kick out Stewart. 8 on the shot clock. Stewart drives baseline after Ringering. Spots up. 3-pointer. Around the rim. And it goes through. Shooter's touch there for Ringering. Hit the rim about 3 times before it fell through. And Northwest head coach Buck Shield needs a timeout. 5:44 to play in the third quarter. It's a 51-29 lead in favor of the Maryville University Saints. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Bearcats down 51-29 to Maryville University. Aubrey Benson driving down the middle of the paint. Goes up, layup no good, but a chance for Benson to go to the free throw line for two.
Benson, as I said, early in the first half, picked up a couple quick fouls back out there now. And hopefully she can put together a good game. It's her birthday today, so it'll be nice to have her put a good game up and celebrate her birthday.
First free throw around the rim and out. Aubrey so far, 0 for 1 from the field, no points. Now 0 for 1 from the free throw line as well. Her and Tani getting a foul trouble. It really takes away a large portion of that offensive attack for the Bearcats. Second free throw is too short as well. She had 14 points, 9 assists in that game against Peru. Held scoreless so far tonight. Ellen Foster, coast to coast on the other end for Maryville, makes it 53-29.
Maryville in the transition. Northwest defensively just didn't get back in time.
Haggard left side. Up top for Zoe Hayward. Little pump fake on a three. Drives in. Leaves it off for Tilani Mayava. Mayava, a bit of a bright spot for the Bearcats. A tough game so far, but she up and under move. Goes up with the left hand and lays it in. In limited minutes, she has 6 points this evening. Mary Barton working her way in on Jalen Haggard. Down to the left double. Nice backdoor pass to Sherwood. Layup around the rim. No good. Mayava pulls down the rebound. Outlet out to Benson. Up the left sideline. Bearcats right to left here in this third quarter. Benson drives in. Left block goes up. Tough layup on the baseline. She gets it to fall.
Hey, that was a tough shot she's taken inside on layups, and I got that one to go down. That was a good job of concentration going down the lane off the left side.
It's all about chipping away. Come out with a stop. Go down the other end. Get another bucket. But a foul coming up here on Northwest. And that is going to be number three on Benson. 4:32 to play here in the third quarter. Bearcats, a little bit of a 4-0 run going here, so hopefully that's something they can turn into a bit more, still trailing by 20. But another timeout coming up here on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Trailing by 20, Bearcats out of the break. Trying to defend Maryville University Saints. Amanda Ponce drives left side, goes up, gets bumped, hits the deck, but able to make the shot. So she'll go to the line, chance to get that old-fashioned three-point play.
She's a right-handed shooter. Looked like when she hit the floor, her left elbow came down hard. She's been kind of holding that out as she went to the free throw line, but didn't bother at the line.
Paz able to hit the 13-point mark. She has a new career high now. Previous career high hit 12 a couple times earlier in her career, but 13 this evening against Northwest. Mallory McAndrews left side, now back right for Haggard. Haggard, little jab step in on Ponce, step back for a three-pointer, air ball out of bounds, but a foul coming up on Sherwood as her and Kylie Coleman going for that ball, and they've ran into each other, and they got Stephanie Sherwood for the personal foul. And Kehlani Mayava briefly checked out, but now she comes in to spell Mia Stillman. Haggard inbounding baseline left. Gets it into McAndrews in the left corner. Left wing for Zoe Hayward. Right side, Coleman around to Haggard. Gets a screen from Mayava. Pounce pass back to Mayava. She wants a three-pointer. That one well short, and it is out of bounds. Nearly saved by Kylie Coleman, but hit that baseline. It'll go back to the Saints. Northwest 1-2 after this one. Game on Friday and Saturday, both of those being played neutral site games in St. Joseph against Rockhurst and the University of St. Mary. Ring coming off a screen, gets the pass, but a personal foul coming up on Stephanie Sherwood setting a moving screen. That is personal foul number 3 on Sherwood and team foul number 5. So the Bearcats heading into the bonus, 3:33 to play in the third quarter. 23-point deficit as Haggard walks it up the floor, guarded by a ringering. Screen to her left from Mayava. Picks up her dribble, top of the key for Hayward. Hayward dribbles right. Looks like she might hand off to Coleman. Instead goes baseline, bumped as she's driving on the baseline by ringering. So it'll be a chance for a couple free throws for Zoe Hayward.
Here, just got a little bit of a step on ringering underneath the bucket there as ringering tried to slide over and come up on defense, but the bump... Again, gets the foul call, and hopefully Northwest can knock down a couple free throws.
First one on the way from Hayward is good. That win over Peru, 12 points on 5 of 9 shooting, also 6 rebounds, 2 assists. That first free throw there from Hayward was her first point of the ball game, and knocks them both down. 4 for 4 so far on the season from the charity stripe for Hayward. Catch down 56-35 with 3:12 to play in the third quarter. Sherwood left side, guarded by Hayward. Bounce pass up top for Mary Barton. Barton guarded by Haggard. Down to the right elbow, back out 3-point line now. Sherwood top of the key. Goes left side for Ponce, sets a screen on Macy Williams. Ponce pulls up, shot short, rebound comes down to Williams. And a foul coming up on Ponce on that loose ball. The Bearcats back in the bonus, chance to go to the free throw line if you can capitalize on these. Like I said, it's all about just find a way to chip away. Set a goal of, hey, let's get back within 14 heading into the fourth quarter. And then kind of work from it from there.
And get some shots to go down when the clock's not ticking.
First run from Williams around the rim and out. Macy Williams, that was her first free throw attempt on the evening and on the season. Still searching for her first points. Got a first action against Peru State just last week. Limited minutes coming off an injury, but knocks down a free throw there. 1 of 2 on that trip. Bearcats back down 20. 2:50 to play in the third quarter. Sherwood between the circles. Gets into the yellow. Now right side for Barton. Barton driving in, right block. Pass into the paint for Duggar. Little 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Mayava. Outlets off to Macy Williams. Williams left side for Haggard. Gets a screen from Mayava. So go right, or excuse me, left instead of that screen on the right. Now Hayward drives in off the glass. No good. Mayava offensive rebound goes up, but she gets fouled by Maya Solomon. Kehlani Mayava heading back to the free throw line. She has 6 points, 4 rebounds in this one. Chance to get within 20 points with these free throws. And the first one from Mayava is good. She has 7 points on the evening. Transfer in from New Mexico Highlands Community College. A Garden Grove, California native. Knocks down the second one. Averaged 12 points per game last year for New Mexico Highlands. has 8 on the evening here for Northwest, 56-38. The Maryville University lead. Stewart with it left side. Starts to drive on Coleman. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass top of the key for Sherwood. Sherwood into the right elbow. Back out to Barton. She'll take it back out near midcourt. 12 on the shot clock. Barton starts to drive in. Floats a pass out to Sherwood. Little head fake. Gets into the paint. Turnaround jump shot. That one way short. Off my other hands. Hager goes for it. And a foul coming up on Stephanie Sherwood. That'll be personal foul number 4. Another loose ball foul on the Saints. That'll be free throws for the Cats.
Yep. And, again, an opportunity. Watch the clock stopped at 1:55 left in the third quarter to try to slowly get back in this game.
And we have a timeout coming up here for Maryville head coach Colin Lanham. Wants to talk this one over and get his team right as the Bearcats on a little 6-0 run here. We'll take this 30-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Well, we talked about getting this deficit down to around 14 heading into the fourth quarter if possible. The Packers can get these free throws. It's down to 16, a minute 55 left in the third quarter.
Well,
so
it's possible.
And the first one is good. Hey, why stop at 14? Why not go ahead and make it 10 if you can?
Yeah.
You know? A big run, swing momentum. You never know what's possible. Both free throws from Jalen are good. She's up to 8 points on the evening. Cats down by 16, minute 49 left in the third quarter. Ellen Foster right wing up top, Mary Barton, guarded by Jalen Haggard. Into the elbow, looking for a cutting Stewart. Instead, back out top of the key, right wing now for Stewart, guarded by Zoe Hayward. Looks inside to Duggar, and a foul coming up on the Bearcats, Macy Williams. Actually, bump Maya Salmon from behind. No, they're going to say it is a foul on Maya Salmon. Wow, Macy started clapping, taking off the other end, and nobody knew what she was doing, but she knew she was fouled the whole time.
Yeah.
1:35 to go in the third quarter. Cats down 56-40. Going right to left here in the third period. Trying to work their way back. They trailed by as many as 24. They could cut it to 14 this possession. Haggard right wing. Top to key, Mayava. Gives off to Macy Williams. Guarded by Kayla Stewart. Dribbles back out near midcourt. Now screen to her left from Mayava. Back out to Kaylani. She wants a three-pointer. The pick and pop. No good. And the rebound comes down for Ellen Foster. They get it ahead to Stewart, drives in, spin move, and a foul called on Northwest, and a shot no good for Stewart, so she has a chance for 2 free throws.
Northwest foul.
That 3-point opportunity on this end didn't look like the best shot they could have gotten on that possession.
No, I agree. I think Maya was much better inside. If they can get her in the paint to where she can get those shots off, I'm not sure that's where Coach Hill would like to see her take the majority of her shots. So, again, need their post players to be inside a little bit more.
Stewart makes 1 of 2. And not only that, Maryville's been so foul-happy this quarter. Might as well take advantage of the team and get another one and get inside. Top of the key, Mayava right side now. Macy Williams gets a screen from Mayava, dribbles down into the corner. Back up top, Zoe Hayward. 54 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Bearcats down by 17. Macy Williams, right wing, had a look from three. She'll take it inside and tries to force the pass to Mayava. It's picked off by Maya Solomon. Bounce pass in that situation might have worked. Mary Barton brings it up, left sideline. Guarded by Macy Williams. 35 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Maya Solomon, kick out for Mary Barton. Little head and shoulder fake. She'll go ahead and take this three-pointer over Williams. No good. Maria Dittlinger with the rebound. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. And Coach Shields slows his team down. Haggard near midcourt. Dribbles over left side near the Bearcat bench. Left wing now for Macy Williams. 12 on the game clock. Down to 10 seconds. Up top, Zoe Hayward. Guarded by Stewart. Has it left wing. Goes baseline. Goes up. Gets bumped. Shot no good. But 2 free throws coming up for Zoe Hayward. And at the rate they're going, I would just take it right at this Maryville defense every time.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't agree with the calls, which Colin Landon, the head coach for Maryville, has had a few disagreements, they're going to be calling them.
Yeah, might as well. If the calls are there, might as well take advantage of trying to force some shots inside. And it has worked as far as getting Northwest to the free throw line.
Yeah, and if they don't want to foul and they want to get their way, then just take the free layup.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
Hayward, 3 of 3 from the free throw line this evening. One more on the way with 3.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Trying to make it a 15-point game. Free throw is good. She has 4 points inbound to Mary Barton. 1 second on the clock. Dribble behind her back, and the game clock runs out before she can get a three-point attempt off. But the Bearcats down by 24. They've cut it to 15. See if they can inch their way back here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Bearcats down 15, starting the fourth quarter. Maryville University with it. To start this final frame, Allie Ringering drives in. Looked like she might have been a little out of control. They're going to get a foul, though, coming up on Zoe Hayward as she went in for that layup. Hayward, I would say she disagrees with that call. Pretty animated with that one.
Yeah, I think she thought she had an opportunity to get a steal there. Instead, gets called for a foul.
Looked like Ringering was leaning a little bit too far forward. It happened to bump Hayward on her own. The foul, though, and first free throw no good. So three personals on Hayward. She'll head to the bench for a little bit. Aubrey Benson also playing with three fouls back into the game. Down by 15. Second free throw on the way from Ringering. Makes the second. One of two at the line that time around. 9:45 left in the game. Bearcats have a ways to come back. Down by 16. Haggard brings up right side to McConkey, top of the key. Left side now for Benson. Gets into the paint. Kick out for Tawny Myers. She'll take that mid-range jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Loose ball, though, gets bumped by Haggard. No foul. Macy Williams comes up with the steal. Right sideline now for Haggard. Guarded by Kayla Stewart. Screen to her right from Tanya Meyer. Gives up to Tanya. Left open for three. That one wide left. Ball goes out of bounds off of Mary Barton. But we saw Tanya sit that entire third quarter essentially with three fouls. She comes back in. She's cold.
Yeah, tough getting in rhythm as she's had to set so much with foul trouble.
And McConkey trying to get the ball inside to Meyer. The ball kicked by Stewart. So the Bearcats will inbound at baseline left. Like the thought though, Tanya working hard to get posted up that time. And a nice find of Aubrey Benson cutting wide open on the layup coming out. But that one's off the mark. And so we have a foul coming up on Duggar, though. Wow. Meyer was fighting for the offensive rebound. They got Duggar on a push underneath the bucket. So that is the first team foul of the fourth quarter on Maryville. Northwest another chance. Inbound to McConkey. Drives in. Layup off the glass is good. They got a lot of opportunities that time. Finally capitalized. Back down within 14. Ring gives off to Ellen Foster, top of the key, guarded by McConkey, drives in, left block, that one, a nice move by Foster to get that one to go up and in. Ellen Foster, 10 points. It's back to a 16-point lead for the Saints. Benson right wing looks inside for Tawny Meyer, and they are going to get a foul on Maryville once again. As Tawny was trying to cut through the lane and kind of got undercut, it looked like, by Ellen Foster. That's four personals on Foster. And so quickly, it will be Aaron Linehan checking in for Foster, while Duggar also comes into the game for Amanda Ponce.
Both teams got a few key players and a bit of foul trouble.
Macy Williams inbounding baseline right. Looks inside for Meyer and Benson, and Stud up top for Haggard. Haggard, a nice head and shoulder fake. Drives in. Kick out for Benson. Arbery drives in. Kicks it out for McConkie. McConkie left open for three. She cans it. Bearcats back within 13. 60-47, 8:20 to go. Bearcats down by as many as 24 in the third quarter, trying to get it back to single digits. Allie Ringering drives in as she gets bumped and fouled on her way up for a layup. So, two free throws coming for Ringering. Second personal foul on Williams. Such a good possession to get back within 13. Ringering, a good drive, and makes her first free throw. So hard to come back in these ball games, because not only do you have to hit your shots, you have to play some solid defense each and every time down the floor.
Aggressive that last time, unfortunately sending Ringering to the free throw line where she hits a couple.
Back to a 15-point deficit as Haggard brings up the floor. 8:12 to go in the game. Bearcats trying to get to 2-2 on the season, going against a very good Maryville University team. Benson drives in, kick out. Haggard, she takes a step to her left. Three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. And a foul from behind on Tanya Myers. Ponce was about to pull down that rebound.
Ponce had the position. Meyer behind her, tried to go for the rebound, got a bit of a bump, and unfortunately picks up her fourth foul.
And Tanya doesn't agree with it, but I think it was probably the right call.
Yeah.
Keilani Mayava back into the ballgame now for Meyer. And really, Mayava's played quite a bit the second half, but she's played well. So hopefully she can kind of pick things up where she left off as Barton brings it down. Bounce pass out to Ponce. Pulls up, 10-foot jump shot over McConkie is good. 64-47 lead for Maryville. Haggard left wing up top to Keilani Mayava. Over to Aubrey Benson. Benson to Macy Williams. Back left for Benson. Screen through left from Keilani Mayava. Trying to drive in past Linehan. They're going to get a bump on Linehan. That'll be a third team foul on Maryville. So Macy Williams inbounding baseline left. Nice pass inside to Aubrey Benson. Still finish that time. And it's a 15-point game in favor of the Saints. Ponce top the key. Gives it off to Mary Barton on the left wing. Up top for Stewart. Guarded by Benson. Trying to get past Benson. Kick out for Barton. Barton crossover. Gets in. And as she is going by Haggard, gets a little nudge there from Jalen. Second personal, fourth team foul on the Cats. 7:04 to play in the game. Northwest down 64-49. Baseline left. It's Barton inbounding to Stewart. Stewart into the elbow. Kick out Ringering. Left open for three, and she nails it. Allie Ringering, 13 points. 51% three-point shooter last year set the Maryville school record. Knocks down a three-pointer there. Haggard goes coast to coast. Lays it in. Gets two of those points back. She's in double digits with 10, but the Bearcats still find themselves down by 16 points. Right side is Ponce. Looking to go up top to Barton instead. Couple dribbles now between the circles to Barton. Left side for Ringering. Guarded by Williams. Up top, Stewart. Drives in, right block. Pass into the paint. Gives it off for Linehan, and she makes that one look easy. Ellen Linehan left wide open in the paint. Back to an 18-point lead for Maryville. Haggard, bounce pass for Mayava. Into the paint. Keilani all the way by herself. Contact, no call. Rebound comes down to Ponce. Maryville coming the other way. Barton all the way in left block. She gets bumped and fouled by Macy Williams. So that will send Mary Barton to the free throw line for two. Bearcats up to five team fouls. And the ball kind of got wedged up there between the heel of the rim and the backboard. So we got to get the mop out for the officials to get it down. Imagine if you're down there, you probably would have jumped and knocked it out.
I would have. I got some leaps in me there.
John Coffey, Albany native. I hear you used to be able to dunk the ball.
They have to lower the rim considerably.
First free throw from Mary Barton. Good. Our station manager, Rodney Harris, also from Mary Albany, is the one that told me that. So surely Rodney's listening. He'll send you a text about it.
I think I can outleap him, but that might be about it.
One for two at the line is Mary Barton. Macy Williams checks out of the ballgame as Kylie Coleman comes back in for Northwest. Pull up three-pointer from Haggard. That one comes off to the left. Rebound for McConkie. Out the offensive board, goes underneath, gets fouled, and a chance for McConkie to hit a pair of free throws.
You know, the first time I heard about Maryville University, the sports information director of Northwest at the time, Larry Kane, told this story about a guy that came into his office and wanted to know where the St. Louis Browns Museum was. And Larry looks at him and goes, what? And then it kind of dawned on Larry that that St. Louis Browns Museum at the time, and it may still be, was housed at Maryville University in St. Louis, and this guy drove all the way from St. Louis. Actually, it turns out, was lived just blocks away from the Maryville University campus, drove to Maryville, Missouri to see the St. Louis Browns Museum, which was just blocks away from his house.
Somebody fed that man false information that it was Maryville, not Maryville University. That'd be frustrating. Two free throws good from McConkie. She has nine. Mary Barton driving into the paint. Pass stolen away by Kylie Coleman. Coleman ahead to Arby Benson. Benson all the way in. Right-hand layup is good. Bearcats cut the deficit to 15. 5:22 to go in the ballgame. Bearcats down 70-55. Ring with it near midcourt. In a timeout called by Colin Lanham of Maryville. Wants to chat with this team as the Bearcats trying to make one final push. Northwest down by 15. We'll go ahead and take this timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
5:17 to go. Northwest down 15. Maryville University going left to right. Mary Barton drives in, gets to the baseline, puts up the floater. No good, but she is fouled by Mallory McConkie. Four fouls now on McConkie. Meyer back into the game playing with four fouls. Three fouls also for Arbery Benson, who's in the ballgame for Northwest, as the first free throw from Barton is no good. Three fouls also for Zoe Hayward, who checks in the ballgame now for McConkie. And on the bench, Macy Williams also has three fouls. Second free throw from Barton, hits the rim, and that one falls through. Make it 71-55. Haggard, guarded by Ring, brings up the floor, top the key, right side. Tani Meyer, she puts up a three-pointer, too strong. Nearly pulled in for the offensive board by Zoe Hayward, but Sherwood fights for it and pulls that one down. Sherwood also playing with four fouls for Maryville. Inside 5 minutes to go, 16-point Saints lead. Barton wants a three-pointer. No good, Zoe Hayward pulls down the board. They fire one deep down the floor. Kylie Coleman off her hands is picked up by Mary Barton. Ahead to Ring, all by herself. Layup is good. And Sherwood hits the floor on the northwest end kind of hard. Looks like she's favoring her left leg. So they'll blow things dead and let Ponce check in for her now.
Yeah, that last trip down the floor for Northwest offensively, she was trying to pick up and guard Tanya Meyer in the blocks off the right side. The two players just kind of collided and really kind of looked like they kind of knocked knees a little bit, and sure just took the worst part of that.
That is not a good feeling. Meyer, right side, kind of thought about a three. She'll just go ahead and drive in for the layup. She misses it, and the rebound tipped by Hayward. Meyer comes up with it, but standing on the baseline. Saints get the ball back, up 18. 4:22 to go in this one. Bearcats meeting up with Rutgers University on Friday. Black Friday, if you will. Then John Coffey does all his shopping for the Christmas season.
Generally, I like to wait till about a couple days before Christmas.
December 24th at 6 o'clock. By the time you go shopping?
Yeah, check out the... There's a lot of good buys at that point.
Yeah, they are. Four on the shot clock. Barton guarded by Hayward, and Hayward bails her out. Barton was searching for anything she could get, and Hayward put both hands on her for the hand check, and that is foul number four on Zoe. And Mary Barton will go to the free throw line. And she makes the first. McAndrews comes back into the ballgame for Kylie Coleman. McAndrews 0 for 2 from the field, no points, has one assist in the ballgame. She's coming off a night where she had 18 on 6 of 6 from three-point range. Both of them good for Barton to extend that lead for Maryville back to 20. Benson right side gets it back up top to Tanya Meyer, puts up another three-pointer. She hits that one. Meyer now 2 of 6 from 3-point range, 14 points and 6 rebounds. Ring, ring, right wing. Up top, now passes it out to Stewart. Goes in, layup, floats one in, and that one rattles around for Kayla Stewart. Reaching her season average of 11 points. She has 11 in this one. Haggard brings up the floor for Northwest. Bounces it out to Benson. Benson guarded by Ponce, and they're going to get a block called on Amanda Ponce here. And that will send Aubrey Benson to the free throw line. Five team fouls apiece, so both teams in the bonus. Looks like Macy Williams getting ready to come back in, battling that knee injury a little early on. I think it might be a little stiff, so she takes a little bit longer to get herself up and warm, doing some stretches behind the bench. Benson at the free throw line. First one is good. Benson came into the game 67% free throw shooter on the year. That is improving. Last year struggled 61% from the charity stripe. But she hits them both here. Another big part of her game to put together right there and making free throws. Bearcats pretty rough in the first half. 7 of 12 from the free throw line. In this half, though, 15 of 19. So that's improved considerably. As they're down by 17 inside 3 minutes to go. Stewart drives in into the paint. Nice bounce pass for an open Ellen Foster. Foster can't hit the layup. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Hands it off for Jalen Haggard, who walks across midcourt. Gets a screen from Meyer. Now Coach Shield calling out a play for his team. Out to Tanya Meyer. Top of the key. Heaves that one. Wonder if she's getting a little bit of tired. Looks like she had to kind of unload that one from a little bit lower to get more power under it. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ponce. Amanda Ponce trying to drive. Haggard knocks it away. Haggard gets bumped down by Ponce. She scoops it up, gives it off to Mary Barton. Barton, bounce pass across the lane. A three-pointer coming up there from Stewart is good. Northwest trying to pick up the pace, down by 20 with 2 minutes to go. Haggard all the way to the bucket. Offensive rebound for Tanya Meyer. The putback is good. And head coach Buck Shield needs a timeout with that one. As Meyer gets up to 16 points. 2-0 on left, 80-60 is our score. 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll take this one and be back with the conclusion of our game from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
80-62 is the Maryville University lead. 1:58 to play here in the ballgame. Ring, ring, free throw line, kick out for Mary Barton. Screen to her left from Ponce. Instead, she'll start to go baseline. Now back up top for Stewart. Stewart to Ringring. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Excuse me, that's Barton. Barton gives off to Ellen Foster. 4 on the shot clock. Ball tipped away by Hager. They're going to say that Jalen reached in and send Ellen Foster to the free throw line. Oh, instead they got Zoe Hayward. I did not see Hayward reach in on that play, but that is her fifth foul. She fouls out as Kylie Coleman comes into the ballgame.
Yeah, I thought Hager was the one that would have gotten fouled on or called for the foul that time with her reach in. But
Maya Solomon also checks in for Ring Ring. After this one, the Bearcats play Rockhurst University Friday and University of St. Mary on Saturday. Both those games being played in St. Joseph as that one from Foster goes down. After that, Bearcats start conference play on November 30th against Northeastern State at home, December 2nd against Central Oklahoma at home, and then are on the road all the way until January 11th. As Haggard, all the way to the other end, gets fouled, so she gets a chance to shoot some free throws.
Well, that can be a kind of a make-or-break portion of the schedule for this Northwest women's team to go on the road like that.
Yeah, it really can. A young team, and you're getting a test early in a tough conference season of, you know, first free throw no good from Haggard. Chance to take care of business against Northeastern and Central Oklahoma home, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the road. Two of those are non-conference games, Quincy and McKendree University, but both of those teams are solid GLVC clubs. It also mixed in there Central Missouri. You know they're always going to be good. Missouri Western's better again this year. Pittsburgh State is always a very good basketball team, so that'll be a tough stretch for Northwest early in conference play. Pass inside, picked off there by Northwest. Kylie Coleman comes up with it. 1:08 left to go in the game. Bearcats down by 18. Haggard flips it out for McAndrews, who hasn't hit a shot yet in this game. She fires one inside Tanya Meyer. Meyer lets it slip through her hands over to Ponce and then gives her a bump, and that will be foul number 5 on Tanya Meyer. She heads to the bench, and checking in is Mia Stillman. Tanya checks out, or excuse me, fouls out with 16 points, 9 rebounds, one shy of her third double-double of the season. Into the ballgame for Maryville University. Brooklyn Chaffin comes into the ballgame as Ponce hits her first free throw, as well as Abby Herman. First one's good, 19-point ball game. Second one on the way from Ponce. Around the rim and out. Stillman hits the deck. Looks like she might have got bumped from behind from Foster. No foul called. Foster gets the offensive rebound. Inside a minute left to go in this one. Ponce, top of the key, working on McAndrews. Into Solomon. Gets it back out for Chaffin, and she gets bumped from behind, so we will have more free throws as Jalen Haggard picks up a foul. Pat personal foul number 3. Bearcats down by 19. 43.4 seconds left to go. And more free throws for the Saints. First one from Chaffin is no good. That is her first free throw attempt of the year. Now 0 for 1. She's only actually shot one field goal attempt so far. A 3-pointer that she missed early in the season.
Saints really took control of this game early. It opened up with an 8-0 run to start the game. Then a little bit later in the first half, first quarter, had a 12-0 run. And they've been playing with the lead really ever since.
37 seconds to go. Mia Stillman, free throw line, kick out. Kylie Coleman, mid-range jump shot. Off the rim, no good. Maya Solomon pulls down the rebound. And the shot clock looks like it's just half a second in, or excuse me, game clock and shot clock just have a half a second off, so Maryville just going to dribble this one out near midcourt. Brooklyn Chaffin pretty content to let things run out on this one. as the Bearcats will fall to 1-3 on the season. Maryville improving to 3-1 with this win. Solomon drives in off the rim, no good. McConkey gets the rebound. And this one is over. 83-63 is the final in favor of the Maryville Saints. Tough night for the Bearcats. Couldn't hit many shots early on, and Maryville pulled away and not looking back in this one. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have start our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Oh, a tough start tonight, John. The Bearcats had a hard time making too many shots early on. Meanwhile, Maryville came out. They shot 50% for the ball game. Didn't turn the ball over and just didn't lead to too many positives tonight for the Bearcats.
No, it didn't. Again, got off to a rough start. That 8-0 run by Maryville to start this game. Then they went on that 12-0 run. Northwest came back second quarter, played a better quarter, but just couldn't get things going and take advantage of some opportunities that they were given by getting to the free throw line a few times. But again, Maryville University, just too much for Northwest here this evening.
Northwest falls to 1-3 on the season. Maryville improves to 3-1. We'll take a break. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a tough night for the Bearcats as they fall in this one, 83-63 to Maryville University. Bearcats led on the evening by Tanya Meyer. She had 16 points and 9 rebounds, close to her third double-double of the season. But Tanya battled fouls all night long, missed much of the second quarter, missed much of the third quarter, then fouled out with about 2-3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. So a lot of time left out there. She wasn't on the floor, but still productive when she was. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 7 of 15 from the field. Hit a couple three-pointers as well in the ballgame. Northwest also getting 11 points from Jalen Hager. She was 2 of 12 from the field, but 6 of 7 from the free throw line, made up for it there. No rebounds or assists. Did turn the ball over 3 times on the evening. Northwest also getting 10 points and 6 rebounds from Mallory McConkey in the game. 8 points from Aubrey Benson coming off the bench. 5 points from Kylie Coleman. 4 from Zoe Hayward. Also, Kailani Mayava, a bright spot in the ballgame, stepped in. She finished off with 8 points, including 4 of 5 from the free throw line. A post player, they're looking for a few more people to step into those roles. She might have earned some more playing time with this game tonight. Also, 1 point from Macy Williams coming off the bench, also dished 2 assists in the ballgame. Overall, Northwest shot 36% from the field, just 20% from 3-point range, 4 of 20 overall. Started out slow from the free throw line tonight, 7 of 12 in the first half, but they were much better in the second half, 16 of 21. From the charity stripe. They did turn the ball over 14 times tonight. On the other side for Maryville, they had pretty equal scoring across the board. Amanda Pont stepped in. She had a career-high 16 points. Kayla Stewart had 16 points as well. 16 coming from Allie Ringering off the bench. 13 coming from their leading scorer on the season, Stephanie Sherwood. And 11 from Ellen Foster off the bench as well. Also 6 points from Mary Barton and 4 points from Aaron Linehan. So pretty even across the board for Maryville. They shot 50% from the field, 46.2% from 3-point range, and they only turned the ball over 9 times tonight, which is just about their season average. They are number 3 in the nation in turnovers, one of the most efficient teams in the country so far this season. Rough night for the Bearcats. They fall 83-63. We'll take a break. Still coming, we have the Extra Effort Award as well as head coach Buck Shield. We'll be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also, from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Rough night for the Bearcats at home, an 83-63 loss to the Maryville University Saints. But even despite that, still some positives to take away from this ball game. John, who do you have for our extra effort tonight?
Kehlani Mayava, she ended up with 8 points, 5 rebounds, had a blocked shot tonight, and there was a 4 or 5 at the free throw line, and came off the bench. And when Tanya Meyer got into early foul trouble and gave the Bearcats a boost out there, while Tanya had to be on the bench for a considerable amount of time, and really helped out. I think we could see some good things in the post position with those two out there this season.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's one thing that Coach Shield was looking for, was some consistency in the post. You know what you're going to get at Tanya Meyer night in, night out, and you'd really find that out whenever she's out there having a good game and on the floor throughout. Just one of those nights where Tanya got in foul trouble early and often, so you had to look to somebody. Mia Stillman, a freshman, still trying to find some traction there. But Kehlani's a transfer in from New Mexico Highlands and was able to find some traction tonight. 2 of 5 shooting, made 4 of 5 from the free throw line. So she can come in, deliver that, as well as some defense on the other end. They'll be onto something there. So Kehlani Mayava, the extra effort award this evening. Bearcats fall by 20. We'll take a break. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State falls to 1-3 on the evening with an 83-63 loss to Maryville University. We owe you a chance to take a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Tritton along with John Coffey for this evening's broadcast here from Bearcat Arena. Northwest falls by 20. Elsewhere in the MIAA in women's basketball, Emporia State leading Newman University 32-26. That game currently at halftime. And on the men's side of the action, it is Lindenwood leading Hannibal LaGrange College 51-43. That game being played in St. Charles, currently in the second half. Also, Southwest Baptist with a win over William Baptist College out of Arkansas, 69-49. Check that. That one's still being played in the second half as well. And then another game just getting underway. That one is Emporia State and the University of Missouri playing in Columbia this evening. No Michael Porter in that one as well, John. So Emporia State, a little bit more of a chance to stick around in that one for a while. But that one being played in Columbia between MU and Emporia State as well. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Well, John, a rough weekend for Bearcat football. We saw that come to an end on Saturday in Ashland, Ohio. Another great season. You get up to 9 wins. You get in the playoffs. Once again, a lot of teams would strive to just reach that. And it's just tough. The expectations so high around Northwest.
Yeah, it's a little bit different between Northwest and Missouri football-wise right now. They're celebrating down at Columbia for 6 wins at this point.
That's
100%
right.
And being bowl eligible. And Northwest with 3 losses. Everyone says it's been kind of a rough season for the Bearcats. So I think you got to put things into perspective just a little bit. A 9-3 season, a very good season. And obviously, coming off back-to-back national championships, it'd be nice to see maybe go for a three-peat, but not to be the case, and time to reload for next year. And I think there's a lot of positives when you look at who the Bearcats have coming back on their roster next year. So it could be another fun season for Northwest, but again, coming up a little bit short from what they would like, but 9-3 is not a bad season.
Not at all. And it's tough because everybody wants to see another national championship, of course. But when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, give some of those guys a taste of what that's like. 2013 National Championship, you fall in Duluth in 2014, they turned around and ran off, you know, 2 straight perfect seasons. So put that chip back on their shoulder a little bit, I don't think is a bad thing necessarily at all, and hopefully you see them come back, do it once again next year as well. So fun season always watching Northwest football. Look forward to seeing Rich Wright and the rest of the team get back out there here in their workouts back over the winter into spring ball as well. Big game as well coming up tomorrow. We get to see Washburn, a non-conference matchup for a change. That one being played in the MIAA Men's Basketball Challenge from Municipal Auditorium. We're so used to seeing big games there for Northwest in March. It'll be kind of fun to see one here in November.
Yeah, and again, just part of a very rugged schedule for the Bearcats on the non-conference side of things gearing up, even though this is a team that they'll see in the conference part of their schedule. But they played a very competitive schedule, and it's going to get more competitive as you look down the line at some of their non-conference games. But it'll be a fun game tomorrow. It's a chance to see what the Ichabods have for this year. They come into it 2-2. The Bearcats 4-0, and obviously Northwest favor going into that. But you never know on a neutral court what can happen. But this Bearcat men's team off to another good start, and it's going to be another fun team to watch this season.
Yeah, I don't think we realize, at least in Division II necessarily, how tough that non-conference schedule can be until you see it and you see the Bearcats beat a tournament team in Upper Iowa, a team that could be in the tournament this year. And Northern State, and then you see Metro State come in and the frantic pace that they play with. And Coach McCollum is very confident that there aren't too many pressing teams that play as hard as Metro State does. And then Truman State right there as well. So they played some very tough games early on. Them getting easier with Washburn. But it'll be a lot of fun to see what the Bearcats can do with that.
I think Metro State takes their nickname to heart, being the Roof Riders.
Yes, <you're> exactly
they
right.
Certainly are. That's been just an aspect of the play that Metro State's had through the years, and I think what makes that effective for them when they play on that high altitude there in Denver, they can just really gas a lot of teams on their home floor, being used to that, and not quite as big an advantage when they go on the road to places like Northwest. But Cats were able to handle them out there last year as well.
You're exactly right. So that'll be a fun one. 4 games tomorrow night, correct, in all at Municipal?
I believe so. And Northwest with the last one there at 8 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time. We'll be on there at 7:40 with our pregame, pending the length of the games in front of them. But right around 8 o'clock, you can expect to hear Bearcat basketball tomorrow night from Municipal.
Should be a fun one. Bearcats, of course, in that prime time slot, meeting up with the Ichabods. This segment, underwritten by Bowen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bowen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break and be back to Bearcat Arena to wrap things up in just a couple moments. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time homebuyers.
Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlenFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats fall this evening 83-63 to Maryville University. Now joining us, head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Scheele. Coach, tough first quarter. Shots wouldn't fall, and they got that early lead. It's just hard to claw back in a game like that.
Yeah, we really dug ourselves a hole in that first quarter and couldn't get back. You know, against a team like that who was very aggressive on the offensive end, really took advantage of some transition early, and just being aggressive there in the half court, and we didn't do a good job of just really kind of carrying out our game plan of what we needed to do. And you know, on top of it too, they're a pretty veteran squad, aside from you know, maybe one kid that was in their main rotation. They're all juniors and seniors, and so they've been through those headaches before and know what they have to do, and they go out and do their job. And for me, that's what I felt we kind of lacked in that first half, was people really carrying out their job and doing their part.
You look at that first half, you turn the ball over 9 times, you're just around 50% from the free throw line, but then all of a sudden things kind of do get put together. You cut down on the turnovers by a lot in those final 20 minutes. You hit free throws, you find a way to get some points, and you cut it down to 13 or 14, 13 at one point. You feel like you're right there, but it's just so hard. It takes so much energy and so many stops on one end and solid possessions to get yourself back in a game like
that. Yeah, we were at 13 there, with I think right around the 5-minute mark, and I turned to Heather and told her that if we could get it to 10, if we could get it to 10 right around that 5-minute mark, we might have a chance to pull it out. And then I think we went down, and I think we might have put them at the free throw line, and just couldn't ever turn that corner. You know, I thought we had some kids today that just really, really played their tail off. And I told the girls, we're not going to win tough competitive games until everybody is playing their tail off. And you can't just do it, you know, every now and then. It's got to be every night. And, you know, I told the freshmen and the transfers, like, tonight was a little taste of what it's going to be like when we get into conference play. You know, teams, they're going to be aggressive right from the start. They're not going to back off. And you have to be aggressive right from the start and have that intensity the entire game. And I thought tonight, you know, obviously much better in the second half and in that third quarter, but then we just could never turn the corner.
Go through a game like this, and you take your lumps. You don't want to go through a game like this, but can you at least kind of turn to the younger players especially and say, hey, get the feeling now. We don't want to have this come around when Emporia State.
So yeah, you know, and that's the biggest thing, too, is, you know, we've got a few kids that have the potential to be pretty significant players for us right now, but I don't know if they, you know, are quite ready and understand how much effort they need to put forth. And that's both just some of the young kids and some of the older kids. And, you know, we need a few people to really start to step up and bring more to the table. And, you know, just as a whole, we got to get a lot more consistent. And, you know, we can't play good every other quarter or start late or start early and not finish it with the team we have, just because our margin for error is very small, because like you said, we are going to go through some of those growing pains and those things are going to happen, but you have to limit those situations as much as possible.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us here on Bearcat Postgame. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Bearcats fall tonight 83-63 to Maryville University. Northwest, a couple neutral site games with Rockhurst University in St. Joseph on Friday at 5:30, pregame coming at 5:10, and then Saturday against University of St. Mary, that one also in St. Joseph, pregame at 2:40 for a 3 o'clock tip-off. And of course, don't forget about Northwest Missouri State men's basketball playing in the MIAA Men's Basketball Challenge from Municipal Auditorium against Washburn. That one set for an 8 o'clock tip-off, 7:40 pregame. There will be a few games before it, so that'll kind of be a fluid tip-off and pregame. But just tune in to the Bearcat Radio Network, and we'll have you covered right there. John Coffey and Matt Gorder with the call from Kansas City for that ball game. Big thanks to Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer for tonight's ball game. Kramer always does a great job. Also for John Coffey as well, appreciate you tuning in and saying so long from Bearcat Arena.